Talking with Kent Boggs, who's, of course, State Executive Secretary for the Oklahoma FFA Association. Kent, you've been doing this for quite a few years now, but you've got a good group that you're going to be helping coordinate with and involved with from Oklahoma FFA Association going to Indianapolis here in the next few days. Oklahoma truly at the top of the heap when it comes to the number of Proficiency Award finalists and others as well.
That's right, Ron. We are... I've been doing this job since 1985, and this is the most excited that we have been in a long time about our participation, the Oklahoma FFA chapters and members' participation at the National Convention in terms of the competition. So we are going with a full group in almost every area, and I really can't think of looking at it. I can't see another state that's got more finalists throughout the convention than Oklahoma does.
So that means a lot of possibilities that we could see national winners this year coming out of these young people. Well, obviously, they're winners just being able to go to Indianapolis, but obviously you're always looking for that national winner as well.
We've been working really hard the last few years to get more competitive in particularly the proficiency award areas, and we've made real good strides in that. And this year, for the first time, we've got more finalists than any other state with 21 national proficiency finalists. So we're very excited about that. And also having two national star finalists, that's very difficult to do. And you're very lucky and fortunate if you get one finalist, and we've got two. So it looks really good. We're going to have a good convention week because we've got lots of members participating. And, you got to be in the hunt to be able to have a national winner, and we've got a lot of members in the hunt.
That's right. And you've got some of these other specialty awards as well that you've got some finalists in as well. So I think that's first time I've noticed Oklahoma have several of those as well.
Agri-science and agri-entrepreneurship, HO Sergeant Award, a lot of those areas where sometimes you get somebody in, maybe one of them, but this year we have a finalist in all three of those areas, which is pretty unique.
You know, as your chapters go, are you finding it from what you're talking to your advisors? Are we still got a good representation of young people going to Indianapolis this year?
Yes, I don't really know how many chapters go because they register directly with national and not through the state. But I would say easily a third of our chapters in Oklahoma have a reason to go to National FFA Convention. We'll be taking students competing and participating in some phase of that convention.
So we've got literally hundreds of our Blue and Gold Jackets from Oklahoma that'll be there.
We will be well represented, yes, sir.